If not from me, who is from me? That's better.
We will read excerpts from the sources on the topic, if I am not for me, who is for me? We'll start with excerpt number 1. Article 19, why is the Torah called middle line in the work? One should believe that there is none else besides him, that the Creator does everything. In other words, as Bala Sulam said, before each action, one should say that man was given only one choice. Since, if I am not for me, who is for me? Thus, everything depends on one's choice. However, after the fact, one should say that everything is private providence, and that one does nothing on his own. We'll read again. I remind you that we are reading from Rabash, Article 19, Why is the Torah called middle line in the work? One should believe that there is none else besides him, that the Creator does everything. In other words, as Bala Sulam said, before each action, one should say that man was given only the choice. Since if I am not for me, who is for me? Thus, everything depends on one's choice. However, after the fact, one should say that everything is private providence, and that one does nothing on his own.
No shilot.
Well, questions. Without questions, what can I add here? So, keep going. Let's listen to Bala Sulam.
Okay. Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam, letter 16. I have already said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that prior to making a mitzvah, one must not consider private providence at all. On the contrary, one should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? But after the fact, one must reconsider and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I did the mitzvah, but only by the power of the Creator who contemplated so about me in advance, and so I had to do. It is likewise in worldly matters because spirituality and corporeality are equal. Therefore, before one goes out to make one's daily bread, he should remove his thoughts from private providence and say, if I am not for me, who is? He should do all the tactics applied in corporeality to earn his living as do others. But in the evening, when he returns home, with his earnings, he must never think that he has earned this profit by his own innovations. Rather, even if he stayed all day in the basement of his home, he would still have earned his pay. For so the Creator contemplated for him in advance, and so it had to be. Although the matters look contrary on the surface and are unreasonable, one must believe that so the Creator has determined for him in his law, from authors and from books. Again. Bala Sulam, letter 16. I have already said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that prior to making a mitzvah, a commandment, one must not consider private providence at all. On the contrary, one should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? But after the fact, one must reconsider and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I did the mitzvah, but only by the power of the Creator, who contemplated so about me in advance, and so I had to do. It is likewise in worldly matters, because spirituality and corporeality are equal. Therefore, before one goes out to make one's daily bread, he should remove his thoughts from private providence and say, If I am not for me, who is? He should do all the tactics applied in corporeality to earn his living, as do others. But in the evening, when he returns home with his earnings, he must never think that he has earned this profit by his own innovations. Rather, even if he stayed all day in the basement of his home, he would still have earned his pay. For so the Creator contemplated for him in advance, and so it had to be. Although the matters look the contrary on the surface and are unreasonable, one must believe that so the Creator has determined for him in His law, from authors and from books.
Questions? Oh, here we go. We have questions. Holland 1.
Ralph, I'm a bit confused. We just read all kinds of articles about faith above reason, to leave our reason. And this is actually the opposite. So when do I apply above reason? Do I do this only in a morning lesson or when I meet with my friends?
Above reason, I work in above reason in any state I can. I always want to be in faith above reason. Why should I choose some kind of special time for it, special state? When I'm in faith above my reason, I can also choose when and how to relate to people on their own level. That's how it is? Okay.
This article explicitly advises us to not believe anything but your own force.
Yeah, so, of course, if not for me, who is for me? That's how you have to relate to reality. That you are building reality, you are stabilizing reality, you have vessels to turn to the Creator, the friends, and so on, but you need to know that you are stabilizing reality. Yeah.
Actually, this is like more a confirmation of the two parallel worlds, what we talked about earlier.
I don't see it as two parallel worlds. Well, we can say that to beginners, but it's not worlds, it's relations. I'm one, and I choose how to relate to each and everything, whether through reason or faith above reason. That's it. But there are no worlds. There's a reality that I am stabilizing in me, whether I do it within reason or above reason. That's it.
Asia. Lo shumim.
Can't hear you.
No.
Well.
Lo shumim.
Can't hear you.
Tov. Focus group.
Focus group.
When a person returns home in the evening and says that the Creator did everything, is that this action of above reason that he says after he's done the if not for me, who is?
If He said, for the whole day, if not for me, who is for me? And truly did not think that it depends on the Creator, but only on himself. So after that, he has great work to relate it to the Creator, to ascribe it to him. And then he should say that he did all this in the correct way. Because if not for me, who is for me? He's working against his desire to relate it to the Creator. He wants the Creator to relate it to the Creator, but it has to be otherwise. But in the time of not the time of work, he has to ascribe it to the Creator only.
So the person does this action twice, above reason, when he attributes it to, if not for me, who is? And at the end of the day?
Very nice. Do we have translation from Spanish? Latin 4.
Buenas tardes, Rab. Buenas tardes, Cleulami.
Rab, de acuerdo. Good afternoon, Rab. Good afternoon, World Clean.
Entonces, ¿cuál es?
According to the article, everything's according to the Creator. And what's the purpose of the prayer that we need to raise if everything has been contemplated beforehand?
It has nothing to do that it was determined in the beginning. How can I know? I can't say it was all determined. I have to do everything in my eyes that it's my destiny. It's life or death. Even though everything is predetermined. One has nothing to do with the other. It's just like people on the street getting confused. That's Einstein's work. What's the matter of time? That's the problem. You understand? That until today, people can't understand this or solve this. How could this be that there's time and no time and before and after, and time can change and that it's like a free parameter in reality? Or like Stephen Hawking said it, just like that. That's the whole point, that we need to be above time and place and motion. So what term of time will we be in? The one we determine.
PT2.
Can we please pinpoint this action of if I'm not for me, who is? We learn all the time that the action itself is to attribute it to the Creator. So where is this separate part here?
That you constantly have to be against wanting to say there is a Creator. You are erasing him, supposedly, from reality.
We try to pass these past few days in faith above reason, that the entire day is attributed to the Creator, that he's doing everything. Yeah. So where's, if I'm not for me, who is?
Except for those times that you say, if not for me, who is for me, that it all depends on me.
It's a mix. Everything depends on me to attribute to him.
It's not a mix. You're supposedly erasing him. Nothing is signed on advance. I am determining how I will see the end.
This end is not to see that the Creator governs everything?
After everything.
So noted. Again, in this action, if not for me, who is for me? In my only action, I am taking responsibility to determine that there is none else besides me. I don't see where is the differentiation here.
No, you don't take responsibility to determine that. You have to work and say that in my action, what I'm doing, how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to succeed, that's what the result depends on. That's it. And now that the Creator decided that in advance that something will happen, and He knows and I don't know, and that's why I'm working like that. No, I am doing everything. I'm determining everything.
And at the end of the day?
And at the end of the day, you have to say that none else besides Him. Completely.
It's this a period of time that I need to attribute to this, or is this just in general?
Except for you needing to determine, if not for me, who is for me, all the rest is none else besides Him.
It can be many states in every moment?
Not every moment, every day. Okay. Let's keep reading.
Okay, we will read excerpt number 3 from Rabash. Can I ask a question from a friend? Can I ask a friend ask a question that a friend sent me?
You have a friend.
Friends asked because they don't see their question. Now I see it all of a sudden. Baruch from 34. What does Rabash mean before and after an action? What is this action? Is before the action in reason and after is above reason? He's asking, what is the action?
The action is to do everything I do in faith above reason. Usually, that's what I can answer.
I'll return to the text. Excerpt number 3, Rabash, article 18, Who Causes the Prayer? One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I'll be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So, then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will have not time. Again, one must not say, I am waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So, then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time.
Meaning, everything is always in the hands of man. Okay. What can I say? We have Tbilisi. Tbilisi. Well.
Hello, Rav. You teach us And it's better to love the friend within reason than above reason. So what do we need faith above reason? If we can love the friend within reason, and that's the greatest thing that we can have.
That is for us to be able to see reality in a true way, where nobody in this world can see reality from there. We were created in this world. What does it mean in this world? In special certain qualities, limited, very primitive. In these qualities we live. In these qualities we develop our science. And we think that except for this, nothing exists. Lately, people started researching and saying, yeah, there is some kind of reality that exists in time and in other dimensions. Also, Rambam, 700 years ago, wrote that all of the spiritual reality is above time. And what should we do? Wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to change the qualities we were born with. And then in these new qualities, we can feel the true reality, not limited by our perception, the small egoistic narrow perception. That is what we are trying to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah, trying to implement it. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah, that's how it's called, how to reveal, how to discover, how to see, feel, understand the true reality, and not limited, that goes through our will to receive, and we see it here, as we say in our world.
Barur.
Clear.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Добрый день. Должны ли мы соединять, кроме
Do we need to connect none else besides him? The good that does good and the contentment that he receives from our work.
We need to connect all these things together, that it'll be easier for us when we cross all these pieces of data together, we can reach spiritual discernments. Volga.
No. Несколько лет назад мне было тяжело вставать на уроки. А вот сейчас я...
It's difficult for me to wake up for lessons. And now, I'm already in a state that I can't not get up for the lessons. You know, it's difficult for me to say if I'm really scrutinizing a state. It's not me doing it. There's some automatic motivation. Can you explain in the 10... Is it possible to find a similar state that I won't be able to not think about them?
On that it's written that the habit becomes a second nature. Everything is possible to such an extent that you won't be able to not bestow. But for sure I have to bestow. I'm asking to have the force to bestow. I'm suffering that I can't love. Obviously, it can be like that. Muck. Muck.
It says, if I not for myself, then who is? And when I am for myself, then what am I? What does it mean?
Who am I? Meaning I don't know who I am. Do you know who you are? If I ask you, who are you? What are you going to tell me? A note from the doctor? We don't know who we are. That's what it seems to us, that we're alive in this body, and it's warm, and all kinds of things. No. But who am I? Where is that I? I don't know. Let's exchange all your body parts. Your hands, your legs, even your heart, even your brain. When will I stop existing in this body? Is there anything in it that I can uproot from it? I don't know. That's why there's that question. Who am I? What am I?
You know what the answer is?
I know. And you will too. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't reveal anything before the correct time, because he wants a person to discover it in a tangible way within his vessel, within his desire, in his flesh. Otherwise, it's not good. Well, Vlad.
Hello, dear Rav. Do I correctly understand that the subject of if not I for myself, then who is, and then else besides him, it's like faith within and above reason?
Yeah.
Okay, another question. How correctly can I correctly build the work within reason? If so, that if not I from myself, who is, will serve faith above reason.
Oh, that is already through the center of the group. It all becomes easy if we realize it in the center of the group. And it all is very difficult if we do it in a different way. Just like that.
It's just that I personally, I'm always cautious not to build everything so that there will be an opportunity to bestow. But there's always a conflict between faith above reason and within reason.
Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of anything. If you wake up for the lessons, if you're with us, don't be afraid of anything. You always have the opportunity to fall on us and get up again. 1,000 times, the righteous will fall and rise.
Right, but maybe there is a danger that there will not be such an opportunity to come to the lesson daily and participate in dissemination, because eventually I have to do everything within reason to have this opportunity.
Right. Obviously, you have to be concerned about it all the time. How do you know what the Creator will do with you tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow He'll throw you out of the group and that's it. And bring you back to be, I don't know, a regular person. You have to be scared of that it won't happen. He didn't sign any agreement with you.
So practically, all of my work within reason has to be toward this. I have to be afraid and do everything so that all this will be secured.
In your feeling and not in your brain. Just like a baby holding on to the mother, try and take him away. He clings to her. To her body, doesn't want to leave her. That's how you have to be.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. It's felt that there's real work within our work, meaning that at first you have to go above reason and or to exert yourself in none else besides, and there's none else besides myself. At the end of the work, none else besides him. In between the correction, how do you make it?
Dve kud. All the work in the beginning, in the middle, in the end is dvekut, with the friends, between the friends, with the Creator. That's how it is.
Eilat,
where's the fat guy?
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Clean. I just wanted to ask the same. The group. It is the mechanism itself that gives you the drive to come to the lesson. If the group doesn't want you to come to the lesson, you won't make it to the lesson. If the group wants you to make it to the lesson, that's what I feel. Because when I move to Eilat, suddenly I get up at 3 a.m. to be on the lesson with them. I never did that before. Does the mechanism of the group itself influence the measure to which you can come or not come to the lesson?
Oh, you moved to the holy city. That's why you're like that. You see, Iran, the reader, that's sitting here now. So he ran away from Eilat. Here, look how he looks. And look at you, how you look. You see, everybody finds his place. I'm praying for you. You both will succeed.
And I also pray for you to see all your students corrected.
That is truly a big blessing. Thank you. Well, we have a bit more time left. What do we do? PT
17?
Who's PT 17? You? Oh, Davai. Let's go. I haven't seen you lately. Can't hear you lately. Once you used to ask all the time, now you're not. Well, ask.
No, ken atata.
Well, yeah, you.
Microphone.
Show me yourself.
Microphone.
Hello.
Bala Sulam wrote that before you go to the marketplace, which is a completely corporeal action, and also before performing a mitzvah, which is spiritual, one has to say, and imen ani li mili, that there's none else besides me. So what's the difference between the two?
It doesn't matter what level he does the action on. He always has to say that what he does, it all depends on him, and the result will be from him. He doesn't want, before an action, to take the Creator as a partner. He doesn't want any help from the Creator. He wants that from him. It will come out a net action of bestowal that he wants to give to the host.
How can I do that, Rav? I'm the will to receive.
The landlord says, yo, you eat. I don't care how you're going to eat. Just eat. With an intention, without an intention. No, says the guest. No, no, no. I still want to have an intention. Without that, I'm not going to do it. That's why I'm going to go out to the market. The market means where all those thoughts and desires are wandering around. I'm confused, and until I don't close it all, if not for me, who is for me? I won't reach connection with the host. Only in such a way.
So since we've started studying at home, it's hard to go to the market.
So it was easier for you here?
Yeah, because on the lesson you have guards and officers, and at home it's one unending market.
Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing. I think that it's easier and better for personal inner work. That's what I believe.
It's just that the choice is very clear now. It's either you or the rest of the world on the screen.
So why is that not good?
I don't know what's good. I'm with Nebuch. I have no other options, I simply see. It's harder to stay concentrated in the lessons. But there's a 10, so it gives us strength.
You got more importance to the 10.
Completely.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I feel that in a lot of people. And that really is a nice summary. Okay, guys, I'm done with my throat. That's it. I'm going. You are staying. Can you have a workshop between you? On what? How do we need to prepare ourselves towards the lesson? Towards tomorrow's lesson. Towards today's meal. Towards the evening we're going to have. What, 7 p.m.? So let's talk. How should we bring ourselves together to finally advance to the revelation of the Creator? A true step. Let's hear a song first. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why. Gonna be alright. Learning to unite.
only this moment when we are together, together as one.
אז אנחנו נעשה סדנה, כן? קצרה.
So we'll have a short workshop about how do we have to prepare ourselves toward the lesson, the upcoming Yeshivat Chavarim, everything. How can we finally come together in order to take a serious step toward the revelation of the Creator? So again, how should we prepare ourselves toward the upcoming lesson, meal, Yeshivat Chavarim, and advance toward the revelation of the Creator? Let's go.
We will advance and prepare ourselves by, first of all, staying on the path and keeping the friends, always making sure they're with us. Except for that, we'll make sure we do all the preparations to all the events we take part of and participate in the events with great friends like you, Amit.
Yeah.
We have just received an example of how to approach whatever action we need to, saying that we're responsible and predetermined, and we're already at the end of correction. That's great, but we really have to give the chisaron, the effort, the personal responsibility. This is how we should approach every action, meal, lesson, not to miss out on any opportunity, to take everyone into our hearts and everything. Rami.
I said Amit because I miss Amit. There are a few friends that I haven't seen for 2 months, and I'm just torn from longing for those friends. It's true that in the tent we strengthened their connection, we became like a family that meet morning, afternoon, evening, lessons, and everyone brings his part, but we have some big brothers in Bnei Baruch that were with them for 15 days every day. And when you don't see them for 2 months, but I guess they're giving it to us from above so we can grow and pay more attention to the inner connection between all the friends and the whole world. Very special time. They also made sure we have nothing to do but work together, so that also works for our benefit. Along with that, I really miss the friends, to sit with them in the lesson, making the coffee. I'm missing that.
Okay, so how do we prepare ourselves? Like Rami just said, we prepare ourselves by building expectation, yearning, building a clay for what do we want to attain from the lessons, from the Yeshivat Chavarim, from our upcoming meeting. What do we want to get as a result out of it? How to live in preparing the next stage. And then maybe the Creator there will be room for the Creator to correct us and help us attain whatever we need and want.
Well, it seems like you're in mute. So, Choto, you... Yeah, so... I got books today from Israel, from Petach Tikva. So I'm going to go open these books. And they were supposed to be here a long time ago, but now there's finally an opportunity to smell the pages and organize them in a nice way before the morning lesson, and all together to make sure that the friends wake up, prepare themselves before the lesson, and that the whole Shabbat will be very strong. Like the friend from Eilat said, if the friends don't want you to come to the lesson, you won't be there. Eyal.
The 10 has taken upon itself to meet at 2:30, 15 minutes before the preparation, to read the study materials. I have to say that I had lots of resistance to get up early, read, but I have to say that this came from us, that no one told us to do it. For me, it completely changed the entire lesson. Really gives me a real entrance into the materials with the friends. There's nothing better than sitting together with the friends, reading what the Kabbalist said. Just to read things together. There's lots of light in it.
Okay, great. So I see that the Yerten is 15 minutes early, read books. For us, thank God. But we're making a lot of efforts, and everybody's truly troubled by it. Also, during the day, we speak about the lesson, because there are a lot of cases, not once, not twice, that people are late for the preparation. They don't wake up. People go to sleep very late. This time mixed everything up, that comfort zone, what Yosef was speaking about. We're all in this boiling pot, and the preparation isn't simple. It's I'm getting a lot of envy and inspiration that we will be able to wake up all together and read. But the more we float it up during the day, I'm sure that now that we're speaking about it, we're already going to enter the lesson in a different way tomorrow, to the meal, to the Shivat Chaverim at 8. So we have to use these opportunities, the tips, tricks, and to strengthen each other, our yearning for the light that reforms, that it'll come and correct us.
What I wanted to say about the preparation is, and Rami really saved, he gave me a strong desire to see all the friends, both on the meal now and also this evening on Yeshivat Chavarim, like every Friday. It's truly amazing. On the one hand, we're more with the 10. It's simply that.
Okay, friends, so that's it. We will tell you that our next topic or our next meeting is the meal. That will be at 3 p.m., meaning 4.5 minutes from now. 10, number 12, prepare the content for the whole world. Be full of surprises and goodies. Come and be prepared internally for an explosion of connection. At 8, we'll have a Shivat Chaverim led by the European groups or the European group, just like every Friday. So we have something to get ready for. Let's hear a song, take a break, and a meal together. L'chaim.
caer y tu primavera es mi florecer. Tu guerra es mi guerra también y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha hu alayla sheli yareach mane gam lecha veli ha'emet shebecha zo ha'emet shebi ha'lavan shelcha hu ha'zakut sheli. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata batov uvara, rak beyachad, rak beyachad nagia. Tu sol es en mi una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. Ha'ke'ef shelcha hu ha'sever sheli, ha'osher shelcha zo ha'simcha shebi. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. Kulanu yachad be'ota sira, ze ani ve'ata batov uvara, rak beyachad, rak beyachad nagia. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad be'ota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.